Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hand him my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Holla. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life as It Does Live, your boy City J. It is Thursday, which is Trending Topic Thursday, and that's where we go in on different trending topics that we personally have. It doesn't have to be Twitter's top 10. It could be what the heck we want it to be for the week. So, this week, our trending topic is prank calls. The fact that that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be getting it in, really going after these people today. So today's show, you know, basically, there's going to be a lot of prank calling going on. It'd be some businesses. It'd be some people. It's just going to be all over the place. So definitely buckle your seatbelts because we're going to really be messing with some people today. Now, also, too, supposed to be checking with me as well. Actually, we have another special co-host here in a bit. We're going to call in and definitely say shout out to him. And that's my boy, Matthew Osoway, who's a great comedian, who's based out in the Cali area. And he's doing a lot of big things, and, you know, he's going to be popping through today, too. So that's going to be pretty crazy. He's going to be helping me go in on people. But also, too, don't worry, we're still going to play music as well. That's what we do. Yes. We play music, we act the fool, that's what we do best. So here we go. We'll go ahead and go to some music right now. Let's go to, GPS Crazy in the Club. And then we'll be back on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, City J.
GPS.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club. Buying out the bar, like, we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo crazy in the club. Lobby on the dance floor, shorty giving dubs. Feeling kinda dizzy, got the Henny in my cup. Make a walk, we getting cuckoo.
Listen, man, don't step on my seat, give me $100. We getting cuckoo crazy in the club. In the 380 in the club. There's nothing over here, got it jumping over here. Give me $20, you cuffing over there. Yeah, it's butter fresh. I'm cuckoo bitch. I'm the shit. go get your pooper scooper. I'm super duper rich, yeah, I'm super duper rich. My money tall, your money short, like a Oompa Loompa. And I'm grooving with this chick, I got a thing for her. Cause shorty do it crazy like a straight jacket's on her. She drop it down south like she from Florida. She killing it, somebody call a coroner. And my team don't jerk, and we don't get light. All my niggas do the bite, to the left, to the right now.
How low can you go?
Like Ludacris in the club, acting like lunatic.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy.
Mommy on the dance floor, shorty getting dug. Feeling kinda dizzy, got the Henny in my cup. Nigga, we getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Cuckoo top bitch. Club crazy, I'm feeling like a psycho.
Whoa.
The Henny got my head spinning like a cyclone. All the women taking pictures on the iPhones. I'm stick deep if I get a rubber mic zone. Yup, I'm so fly with my flashy gas. I be on the radar if you tracking cash. I was in the parking lot trying to stash the mad hat. Bras waving at my car like a taxi cab. I'm going crazy and loony in the club. Champagne popping like a Uzi in the club. I'm usually in a club with a whole lot of ice and cream on me, looking like a smoothie in a club.
Wow.
But check the dance floor, I'm usually on all the dimes. They be working it, booty on overtime.
Yeah.
And when it's over, the group just gonna roll with us.
Wow.
We got the birds going cuckoo, no cocoa
puffs.
My niggas
going crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Got it looking like a psych ward, fresher than the newborn, cool like an ice storm. Yeah, I'm on the dance floor, nigga getting crazy. Shorty grinding on me like she trying to have my baby. Just peep the way she move, hips spinning like a dreidel. Grabbed her by the hips, I'm trying to rock that cradle. I took her to the ball, a few shots for the trunk.
I usually don't do it.
Blame it on the alcohol, don't worry about the price. My niggas got the ball,
yeah,
like K.O. Cruz, my. I treat you like a star,
like a
but only for the night. And if the mood's right, take her back to the whip, 7:30 all night. I mean, I'm getting right. Yeah, her head tight.
Insane.
Shorty slob nice, 7:30 on the mic.
Crazy.
And when they hit the club, all the shorties on their loco shit. I get the club jumping like a pogo stick.
My niggas going crazy, popping bottles at the club, buying out the ball like we don't give a fuck. We getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy.
Mommy on the dance floor, shorty getting dug. Feeling kinda dizzy, got the Henny in my cup. Nigga, what? We getting cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo crazy in the club.
Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California.
Like I
take it down pronto, beat it up, bongo, let's go on to the next. I'm chilling with my South Beach, bring her talents to the bedroom. Yeah, she got eight at ATL, be riding like a stallion in the races. I just found out that her and New Orleans might be related. When I'm all alone, all I think about is home. She been there from the start, and I know she never wrong. I keep her in my heart whenever I'm away. Been all over the place, I can't wait to see her face. I say hey, oh, damn it feel good to be home. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. Love you forever. You always bring the sunny days. We don't need an umbrella. Hold me down when I'm gone. Ringtones on my phone. I know Cali got that good, so she keep me blown. You've been right here for the long run. For you, I'll dodge it, baby. You the home run. Don't ever listen to what they say, though. Been all over the place. I can't wait to see your face. I said, hey, oh. Damn, it feel good to be home. Sex in the air, W to the sky, thank California. I said, hey, oh, damn it, feel good when she on. The West Side girl, give me West Side love, thank California. Thank California.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Fetty J. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into some prank calls, man. We're going to go ahead and start it off. Now, this one, man, I think this is a trump card I'm going to use right off the bat. This is going to be pretty funny. All right, shout out to Carissa off in Miami. She's definitely holding down Miami. And she decided that she wanted to be the prank caller boyfriend. Now, y'all going to find out where this call is going to go in a bit. So, y'all stay tuned right here in just a couple of, like, about a minute or so, and let's see what happens. This is going to be pretty interesting. I specialize in, for those that haven't heard me do prank calls before, I specialize in doing a lot of craziness where I would manipulate my voice to some degree through some calls. Now, this one, I'm not going to manipulate too much because it's not going to really require too much manipulation. So, here we go. Let's see. Let's see if we get them. Here we go. Cross your fingers. Okay. Oh, hold on. Let's actually put the number in the right way. That way it helps. Okay, this is going to be very interesting, like I said. But you'll see, because I'm about to really take it really far. And my goal is to try to keep him on the call for at least 3 minutes. If I can keep him on the call for 3 minutes, I'm impressed. All right, here we go. Let's try. Oh, boy. Okay, he's getting scared and wanting to answer the phone. Okay, hold on. We'll try to come back to him in a second then. Hold on. Let's go ahead. We're going to use this other one then. And we're going to use actually one of my, this one is going to be one of the ones where I manipulate my voice, in which I'm about to call one of my old robbers and sort of mess with him. And that is, but you got to see where this is going to go. So hold on.
Hello?
Can I speak to Corey, please?
Who is this?
This is James. I think you're at the club before. I heard that some people be telling me that you be cutting hair. Is that true?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I want to see if you can do this. See, I have a hairstyle amount I want to do. I want to kind of like have like a South Dallas swag type of deal, you know. Up front, have a south side fade up front, right? And then the back, I want a blonde ducktail. Can you do that?
Shit, I mean, I can cut it. I can't dye it for you, though.
Why can't you dye it? Aren't you a real barber?
Shit, I mean, I am, but shit, I didn't fuck around with dyes or shears.
What, are you trying to... Hold on, so you don't like dye because you're homophobic? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Oh, nah, that ain't got nothing to do with it, bro.
I think you're homophobic. I mean, let me tell you something, Mr. Corey. Let me tell you something, sir. I don't like your attitude, first off. Second off, one of my friends told me about you and told me that you be cutting hair is. I heard that you be getting around the block, too. That's what I heard.
What are you talking about?
I heard that you be getting around the block. Someone told me that you be getting around the block, that sometimes you dip your dipstick in the wrong hole, if you know what I mean.
Is this Fetty J?
What's up, man? You on Life at the Dust Live, man. We on prank call.
This thing is steady, say hell. Like, hold on, man. Something got to be going on right now. That nigga there. Hey, hell. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? Yeah. This is real wild. Yeah, bro. Oh. This is, you're homophobic. God, man.
Oh, man. I was like, I gotta get him.
He tried to bang me up. I'm too flat for this shit, Sadie. He tried to bang me up. He tried to get me. God,
man.
I feel like I almost got done. I was wondering what the fuck. I thought I had you. I was like, keep it going. I was like, this voice is just not for a minute. You had a good little bit going, but I was like, hold on, this ain't no game nigga right here. Something's going on. You got to talk about knocking pistols off the wall. I was like, hold on. I know I get down, but I ain't out there like this. Goddamn City. Jay, what's good, man?
For those of y'all don't know, man, this is actually a good friend of mine. it comes to my hair time too. I'm a boy.
Yeah.
And AKA seize the moment. Next to Nick Millie. It's definitely, I had to get you, man. I was like, it's only right that I had to get you. I was like, he's not going to see it coming. I was like, I really got to get his ass because he's not going to be like.
I see this 347 number. I'm like, who the hell is this? Yeah. Topping it up. I'm lost like a motherfucker. I'm so glad I got you for you got a nigga spilling my beans and shit. Yeah, so I almost had me here.
Oh, man.
You been having this shit going for a minute? You been bagging people up with pranks?
Time to time we do the prank calls on here, you know, and I sneak them up so people don't know when it's going to happen. So
yeah,
they're going to be prepared.
Yeah.
They're like, man, that people do that every Thursday. I need to be careful. So I'm like being prepared.
Yeah. You definitely got your little good sneaky plot.
Yes.
Working your jelly. I'm about to take it back.
I'm about to take it back to something we used to do on here for the longest, and it used to crack people the hell up. Which we're about to actually prank call Craigslist hookers.
You about to do that right now?
Oh yeah, I'm about to do it right now.
Can I stay on the line?
Yeah, you can stay alive. Hold on. We got to look for the number. Let's see. Let's find someone who's not afraid to put the number down.
Yeah, let's get us like the Craigslist killer. I just watched the movie on that shit on Lifetime. Now we're going to prank some Craigslist hookers. Well, let's do it, goddammit.
All right, hold on. Let's find the right
one. That movie is crazy, though.
Damn, they gotta that one put the number on there. They acting.
Look.
They used to put the number on there like a mud. Let's see.
I'm telling you, bro, that movie, bro, they said they don't even really got no escort service like that no more. You gotta look up the massages.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's exactly what you're looking up.
Okay, hold on.
It used to be hooker line. It was under, that's exactly what it was.
Now just to find that, because I remember.
Yeah, buddy. Hitting folks with the Ricky Smiley prank call. God damn, boy, I'm still tripping off that shit. Got a nigga good in the hole, man. I'm glad I wasn't high. That's what I'm saying. Y'all, people out there listening, keep a sober mind, goddamn it. That's how you say it.
Oh, man. Hold on. What we going to do while I'm looking for more numbers, we're going to go ahead and go. We're actually going to go to the quick song break, and this is actually talking about you. We played dozens and dozens of times on here. This is Back It Up and Dump It, Back It Up and Dump It.
M Gang.
Back It Up and Dump It, 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 Back It Up and Dump It
trying to have my nudges. You say lick him, then I lick him. Every see who go to heart. She got a thong, I call it bundle. Twerk and shake, I want to fuck her. Me stirring on that ass the way she works. Make me wonder, could I hit her with the lumber? Big stick, cucumber. Yo, I tried to buy the way to slap that ass. I got a number. Yo, I'm feeling on that ass like I'm feeling myself. I'm about to pop another bean, but I'm really myself.
I know
she know I'm on something, and she know I'm full of trouble. Lady girl, back it up and drop it.
Everybody, this is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL, and whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life After Dusk Live, your boy Ceddie J, and this is Trending Topic Thursday, and this week's trending topic is prank calls, so... You know, this week we going in. I got my boy C's in the building. What's good?
What's good,
man,
baby?
Man. I think we got ourselves a victim, man. All right, this chick is named Kristen, and she's in the Dallas area. So let's see what happens with this one. All right.
Really?
Let's get good. Let's see. Now, let's everybody cross your fingers, man. Let's see if we get this up. This one off.
I'm gonna be
ain't trying to make no money.
I'm gonna call. We gonna call her back. She ain't getting out of it. Okay, now I had it. All right, this I'm about to use. All right, Tyrone's to come back out again because here we go.
Oh yeah.
This one's gonna be crazy because this one is a guy. Oh man, it's gonna be interesting. This is a guy who does massages. This is. Oh man, it's gonna be interesting.
Is this Tyrone out Martin?
And what they do, they have at this place, they have a private therapy room, shot table, heated, unscented lotion, steam towels, soft lighting and relaxing music, clean sheets and towels.
That sounds alluring.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, okay.
It's definitely crazy. No, man.
And this is male to male massages.
Oh,
boy.
Whoa, now.
Whoa.
That's who you finna hit up this time?
What's up?
You finna call him? One of them dudes?
We finna take it there, man. Sometimes we take it
there. Don't take it there, man.
We where no man has gone before. Here we go. You gonna answer this phone? Answer the phone.
Trying to run from the prankers.
They scared. They scared.
They definitely scared. I didn't hear about it.
They like, oh no, go to it.
Answer your phone right now.
Don't mess with us. We didn't do anything. Oh no, y'all getting out of it. It's not gonna be that easy. No, it's going to be that easy, my friend. Okay.
For the next 27 minutes, they ain't answering the phone, bro. They try to run. They ready. Don't run for the prank.
Oh no, that's all right. We're going to get somebody. Oh, okay. I got, you know what? Y'all, we're going to take it here. I didn't want to do this, but we got to take it there. We finna go for McDonald's.
Oh, man.
Hey,
ask him about the pink goose.
Y'all gonna trip over this. Wait till y'all
ask him about the pink goose.
Huh?
Ask McDonald's about the pink goo when you call him.
The pink goo?
Yeah, you ain't hear about the fake meat they was putting in there?
I was gonna tell them how come they gave me a Big Mac, no Mac sauce. Let's see if you pull it off, man. Hold on, I'm trying to
think. Yeah, see if you can get some coupons, too.
All right, McDonald's, don't run from me now. Don't run from Teddy Jackson. I'll get you. You try to run, it's gonna go, all it's going to do is make me stronger.
Yeah, buddy, you just delaying the kill. Don't delay the kill.
There they go.
They got an answer.
Thank you for calling McDonald's. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm just calling because I just recently got some food from there, and I have a complaint to register.
Which one, sir?
I just came from the one off the university.
Uh-huh.
And,
yes, sir.
I just got some food from there, and I got a number one Big Mac. But the problem was I got a Big Mac. It didn't have any Mac sauce on it.
Any what?
My Big Mac didn't have any Mac sauce on it.
I want my motherfucking Mac sauce.
Hello? Sir?
Hey, they gave a nigga horrible cuss.
All right, we back, man.
God damn. They hung up on the motherfucker.
Oh, man.
McDonald's is full of shit, boy. McDonald's is full of shit.
Oh, man. about that for real. Like, that would piss me off. If I went to McDonald's, real talk, if I went to McDonald's and they, no fools didn't give me, and I seriously walked out of there and they give me a Big Mac with no Mac sauce, I'd be ready to call his brother Muck in them.
And then you call and they hang up on you, I'd be on my way back to turn some shit up, boy. How you gonna call and complain and he hang up on you? That's fucked up. God, that's supposed to be customer service. They hanging up on my phone.
What the hell is that?
I'm telling you, stop going to McDonald's. You got another one?
All right, we got to go to the competitor. All right, we're going to go to Burger King, right?
Okay, we're going to see if we can have it our way at Burger King, man.
All right, let's see.
Burger King, how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Hello. I'm just wondering. I just got my food from there, and I have a very big complaint to register. Okay, so I got a Whopper with cheese, only mustard, and they gave me a Whopper Junior.
And you ordered the number one, the Whopper?
Yes, and I got a Whopper Junior, and I didn't realize that until I got home and I was getting ready to eat it. And I know my, because I'm at Burger King all the time, and I know my burgers like the back of my hand. And that's why I grabbed it, and I know that it was a little bit smaller than the big Whopper that I need you to use to. So I was wondering, even though I ate some of it, could I still bring it up there and exchange it? Because I was just kind of hungry, so that's why I ate some of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
what's
your
name, too?
Please? Yes, ma'am?
What's your name?
What was that question again?
What was your name?
My name is Charles.
Okay, and what else did you say?
And also, since you guys did make a mistake, can you please throw a free ice cream cone in there as well?
Sure, not a problem. Anything else?
Is that all that
was wrong with your order?
That was it. But other than that, thank you. You have great customer service, and I very much so appreciate you.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Hey, what name did you give her? I'm going to pick that shit up, man.
I need
that free meal. Hey, y'all just learned a new tactic. Y'all play call the food places and get free food, guys. Whopper and ice cream cone. With Burger King, did you call? I'm on my way. I'm getting in my car right now.
I called the one off of 288.
Ooh, I got to have it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that shit was stupid. Them hoes were going to.
Oh, man.
You got to go do one more like that, guys.
I tried to think, man. Oh, you know what? Remember y'all told y'all I was going to call a Chinese restaurant, right?
Oh, yeah, y'all. Going to hit that. Which Chinese spot you going to hit up?
Okay, this place is called Ho Ho Kitchen.
Oh, man, ho-ho. Why did you put the cat in my chicken box?
Nah, here goes a funny thing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to manipulate my voice to sound semi-Asian.
You finna bring
right,
out the Jeremy Lin, huh?
Here we go. Let's see how we pull this one off.
No, I'm gonna take that beer.
Yes, you did. Ho-ho.
Ho, kitchen.
Yeah, I'm gonna come and say one more time. You call day.
Oh, we close every day. We close 9 o'clock now.
9 o'clock? Well, I thought y'all closed at 10.
No, 9 o'clock. On your hour.
Lobby
close at 8:30.
How much your buffet now?
We don't have buffet, sir.
No buffet? Oh, crap,
no.
I caught my ho-ho.
No.
No wonder. Okay, so do you deliver?
Yeah, certain times. 12 to 2 and 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay, okay. And what's your name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name? Your name, like your name, like my name is Ken Lee.
What can I do for you?
I was just trying to see what you deliver. And I was going to come up there and come pick it up, because I was going to deliver at first, but I want to come pick up. So I want, you have all chicken and sesame chicken?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and do you have spring roll?
Spring roll?
Yeah.
Vegetable spring roll, we do have it. And then we have beef egg roll.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, bro, you ain't even let me order my cat lo mein, man.
Oh, man, I'm glad you do.
I'm trying to get me a cat lo mein.
Y'all know I'm wrong, y'all. I knew they didn't have a buffet, right? So, I knew they didn't have a buffet. I just felt like screw.
I got a buffet. Do you deliver? They only deliver at a certain time.
I was sounding more age than she did. I was like, okay. Awkward
yeah,
moment.
Then you start speaking the slang too, though. What your name is and shit. That's definitely not Chinese. What your name is? My name is. I'm like, bro, I thought you was going Chinese, man. That nigga said good Chinese for a second.
I told him my name was Chin Lee.
Yeah, I'm Chin Lee.
Oh, man.
They wasn't ready for that shit, boy. You talking to terror in the town today. God damn.
Okay.
Bring the
tail. All right, let's see. I try to think. I'm going to do a really, really, really good one. I'll do something really epic.
Shit, what you feeling, man?
Oh, you know what?
What you got brewing up over there?
We can pull this one off, y'all. If we can pull this off, we are the fucking boss. Okay, now, the trick to this is, if they answer it, now, let me tell y'all who I'm calling for you so y'all get a premise of what's going go on. I'm calling Redbox, right?
Oh.
I'm about to call Redbox. And I'm going to tell them my movie got stuck in there.
Oh, shit. What the fuck they going to be able to do? Redbox probably ain't even going to answer. It's going to probably be an automated tone.
Right, I know. I was the one. You know what? You got a point there. I don't even want to call them. Just because you just told me that, I don't even want to deal with them.
You know it probably
is. First one, if you want.
Yeah,
press
zero to
two.
Talk to her.
Oh, man. Okay, you know what? We're gonna do another person in the area. We're gonna screw them. Let's see. All right, we're gonna bring Tyrone now, because Tyrone seems to get the person that seems to be the person keeps pissing people off.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're gonna call a very good friend of mine. All right. Now, hold on. Let's see the number in a second. All right, there we go. Okay, the person we're gonna call now is DJ Spimo. And when she's been on the show before, I would have really screwed DJ Spimo.
Hey, fuck him up. Here we come, Spimo.
Driving calls would not be answered. Thank y'all for calling DJ Spimo. Unavailable at this time. Leave a detailed message.
At the tone, please record your message.
Driving calls would not be answered. God damn, bro.
I just think his phone is automated to say that just in case. So
yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, because it's going to show up as a real number. That's the crazy thing. So I've already taken care of that part. And people trying to dodge me because they're scared it's going to be private calls. So this is what you do. People usually don't answer the phone just never haven't seen before. Now, if a person calls them more than once, they know it's somebody.
They will.
That's what I'm
saying. Come on with it, Spimo.
Driving calls would not be answered. Thank y'all for calling DJ Spimo. Unavailable at this time.
You trying to shake me today, man. You trying to shake me.
Everybody knows what's going on. They running.
They running, man. No run from me.
They don't want to be made a mockery of right now, bro. They trying to say they self. I know you got some support.
I got another backup in case that didn't work. So here we go. Bam. We got another person we gonna try. All right, here we go. They running.
What? Everybody, boy.
Don't run from us.
You got everybody running, bro.
I know, man. We can't let them run.
It's the number, though. I'm telling you that number. I damn so almost didn't answer. Yeah, 347 number. For real.
Who is this?
God damn.
I know.
They running tonight, bro. They running.
It is crazy, boy.
They running from me. Don't run from me.
They know what's coming, goddammit. Motherfuckers is trying not to get embarrassed right now, man. We got what? We got like 9 minutes left, man. We got to at least get one.
9 minutes. I'm going to get some. My plan is to get one more call in for this 9 minutes up.
Yeah, we got to get us a good one in, man.
All right, hold on. I'm about to dig into the vault. Let's dig, 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 dig. Something good. I need something really good. Need something really, 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 really.
Hey, go hit up one of the members of the M Gang one time. I know they'll probably answer the phone.
Oh, okay. Hold up. Whoa there. Let's see. Let me dig through my Rolodex. Let's see.
Yeah. Sound like you got one online.
I think I got a victim, man. That's why I'm laughing. I think I got a victim.
Put them out there on the line.
Oh, man. Now, see, that night we was prank calling people. We was prank calling, not even on the show. We just prank calling people for the heck of a day. And I had people really tripping, man. People's boyfriends were getting mad and stuff. It was hilarious.
Yeah. That's
At one point, I was really trying to call this chick, right? And I knew that the chance he could answer the phone. And so when she didn't answer, I tried to act like I was some random dude, and I put in this fake voice. I was trying to sound like a little punk. I was like, no, don't hurt me, please. Hey, he was really like, who this, man? The elevation of his voice was so freaking crazy. I was like, you got to be freaking kidding. Like, what's going on, bro? Like, are you really that hostile right now?
He definitely that hostile.
On some stage three hostile nonsense. I was like, okay, dude.
Yeah, man, we got to get us one like that for Tom here so I can laugh real good.
Yeah, we're going to get another one then, man. I'm definitely going to. Okay, here we go.
Man. Let's do it.
Okay, now, here goes the thing. We're going to call. Now, there's a chance she's going to answer the phone. We're going to call one of the models from all the group, from the Dust Divine model group, and we're going to mess with her. All right. Cool. Here we go. Here we go. All right. So I'm going to let you in on this one with me, too.
Hello, that's Sita Sad.
Yes, this is her.
Yes, this is Travis. I'm actually a guy who's, I'm an up-and-coming designer, and I wanted to hit you up because I heard that you're like the best model in the Baltimore area. Is that correct?
In my own head, yeah.
What's the thing?
I'm sorry. Wait. Where did you get my number from?
I'm an up and coming designer, and I wanted you to model my stuff. So that's why I was calling you. Someone told me that you're very good at what you do as modeling people's clothes, and I wanted to pay you for doing it.
And who told you this?
Who told me this? A very, very, very good friend of mine, Emorje Couture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I give you a call back in, like, 1 hour when I get up?
1 hour? But I've really got some things to do, and I just want to get it done because I really want to talk money, and when money is on my brain, girl, it's all over my brain. Hello?
Yes, but let me give you a call back in around 10.
Okay, hold on. Before you give me a call back, can I tell you one thing?
Sure.
This is Steady J. What's up?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I thought she had a business appointment, y'all.
Oh, my.
God damn, now that's funny.
That's not funny. I'm going to hurt you.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, I had a
headache.
I was like, I thought I was kidding. I was like, oh, okay, I got something out of you.
Why do you think this is funny?
Oh, too gullible. It's hilarious.
You are, okay, first of all, you're on the air right now. We got you on the air right now.
Hi.
We had you. So you are
on the air.
So, oh, man. Most
yeah,
definitely. I had to show some love to my family. I had to mess with them a little bit. So, yeah. And I knew I could get you, and I knew Key Lee. I was like, okay. She wants to ask me who I know. I didn't want to say my name because of the food and all around. I was like, no, let me not throw my name right there.
Wait, who is that?
What's up?
Wait, who's on the air with you?
Oh, this is my boy, Seize the Moment, over here. In
I don't understand why y'all think y'all funny. Like, I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, man.
That sleepy, groggy voice, too. Like, you was irritating the shit out of
him. What's so funny is I got him.
Oh, my gosh. Got who?
I got him first.
Oh, my God.
I had the tag along.
He detected it. After a while, he started listening to the dialogue. He's like, hold on. This is too for me of a person.
Exactly. That's what I was like, wait, what? What did you tell them? What are you lying for? Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Y'all need to lie. We don't think y'all lie.
Like, oh. Every call was about an hour, and I was like, dang, okay, I got to keep on. I keep on this a little bit longer.
and then, when you asked her, she was the baddest model. She was like, in my head.
I appreciate you for being a good sport. I definitely appreciate you. I am feeling like you're gonna get me back, man.
Oh, I'm gonna get you back. Real nice.
Yeah. That's
Oh, man. Oh, we got about 1 minute left of the show, everyone. Oh, man. That was definitely crazy.
That was crazy.
I had to get it. I definitely enjoyed
my time on Life After Dusk, boy, with Steady J.
Yeah.
Boy, you hell, boy.
I know she had a sense of humor, so I was like, let me get it because she's going to be pretty funny. So,
yeah, that was definitely a good way to end it here.
Heck, yes, man. Hey, as we get come to a close, y'all make sure y'all catch the shows coming up next week. Next week, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Of course, Hot After Dusk on Monday. CP3 Radio is hosted by, three lovely ladies of Dustin Rock Model Group every Tuesday, every Wednesday. That's Hot Day After Dusk. We have different stuff that goes on then. And then Trending Topic Thursdays on Thursday. So check out what's going on next week at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday.
Fuck with my boy Steady J, man. He one of the realest I know, man. Y'all show love to this man. Y'all support the program all day, every day. Real talk.
Thank you. And I want to say biggest to everybody we mentioned today. Big ups to McDonald's. Big ups to our Burger King, Ho Ho's Kitchen. did I forget anyone? No, that was pretty much it. And shout out to Fab on Amore. And she actually changed her name on Twitter. I gotta give her a shout out on Twitter. She just changed her name. It's XXOFAB. That's X, letter X, the letter O, FAB. And then you can find it on there. So, yeah, definitely follow, show us some love and whatnot. And then, of course,
you know, y'all definitely got to support Max and Millie, and they're doing a lot of big things. Y'all can search on YouTube the video, which yours truly is in. Shout out to them for that. I'll search, I'll back it up and dump it, and there you go. All right.
Bro.
No matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or when there's a U, there is a way. Are we rolling on out, y'all? See y'all next week. In the words of Chris Brown,
deuces.